Hey Gators and sports fans, get all your Gator talk, news, analysis, and opinions on the Pod Up with Matthews in the Morning podcast. Find us on your favorite podcast platform or watch us on Facebook Live between 8 a.m. and 9 a.m. every weekday. Pod Up, because we are Gator fans. So say, it's great to be a Florida Gator.
Good morning and welcome to a Thursday edition of the program. It's Pod Up with Matthews in the Morning from the Crime Prevention Security System Studios. Large enough to serve you, small enough to care. It's Masters Week, kicks off here, a little rain delay, so they're going to have the honorary tee times about 8:15 and 8:30 will be the first tee time of the day. So looking forward to that. If you missed it last night, Lady Gators losing softball to Florida State in extra innings. It was a heck of a game, kind of a World Series type atmosphere. It is what it is. You move on and get ready for Alabama rolling into town. We're going to go now to the Titan MRI hotline, and we're joined by our college football analyst and the birthday boy. It's Brent Beard's birthday. So happy birthday, my man. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing fine. It's good to be on with you. Glad to celebrate another birthday, so we're happy about that. Yes, this front is moving through today, so we're going to have 70s and 40s for about 3 or 4 days, so that will be wonderful to think about that. But yes, as always, a lot going on in college football, including some of the first SEC spring games coming up.
Yeah, I got some this weekend. Real quick, a couple people here chiming in about great game last night. We had our chances, left too many girls on base. That is very true. The biggest play in the game, in my opinion, was when Florida took a lead, I want to say it was 2-1, Hannah Adams booted a ball, and that girl scored to tie it up. And I think that was in the sixth or seventh, if I can't remember. But anyway, those things happen. But we got to move forward. But as Brent, as you say, spring ball has kicked off, spring games. I think Auburn and A&M play on Saturday. We got a question here on Facebook Live brought to you by Meldon Law. It comes from Andy. He says, happy birthday, Brent. How much baggage does former Alabama receiver Ajay Hill, I think how you pronounce it, have? And is it possible for this Tampa area guy can land on for the Gators?
Well, it's possible with him to go anywhere right now. I mean, I've seen Florida, Oklahoma, and there are, I believe, at least another one, if not two, that he has been in contact with. Ajay Hall was sensational last year in the spring game, and unfortunately, I think it gave him a sense of entitlement. I mean, he caught double-digit passes in the game. Hall was 6'3", 195. I mean, there's nothing he can't do physically. The problem with Hall is at some point he just needs to grow up. And he never really bought in to the Saban system, and he was just immature. So wherever he goes, he's got to improve with that. Hall, I thought the thing that was indicative of Hall's season was in the national championship game when Bryce Young threw a pass to Hall. Hall was on the 5-yard line. His hands were positioned wrong because he had either not worked hard enough or he didn't have enough experience. So he basically dropped the ball. If he catches that ball, Alabama's either scores or is near the goal line, and that may have changed his outlook by having some success in the game, because Bama would have went up at that point double digits. So, and Hall's been, Saban's been giving him multiple chances, but it was time for him to go. He is officially suspended, but from what I hear, he basically is gone. That they've had enough, and hopefully he'll get it together wherever he goes next.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. I'm sure he'll be on our radar as we have heard. May 1st, we talked about this last week, is the deadline for transfers to BL. You have to enter the portal by May 1st to be eligible to play for the 2022 season. I'm sure you saw Coach Napier's comments in his presser last week. I forgot which day it was. He basically came out and said, we're looking for football players and we will be active in the portal. Right. And that's going to happen as soon as spring practice ends.
Well, it's a different world now, and schools are able to really supplement their roster with players from the portal, and several of them have done that. And again, we need to be clear about this. The May 1 deadline, as Shane mentioned, basically means that if you're going to play football in 2022, you need to be at your school, and I'm sure, Shane, and again, I'm sure registered and ready to go at that point. So because of that, when spring is over, when Shane and I normally would be able to kick back and enjoy a little downtime after the last spring game in the SEC, there's going to be a mad rush, frankly, from the 23rd, which is the last spring game in the SEC, until May 1. So we really don't know what's going to be happening then, but there's going to be a lot more activity than there normally is. So one, wanted to get that out there. And two, and we'll go over this as we go along here today, is all the schools who have really helped themselves in the portal, and for schools like Florida and Auburn and several others who need to replenish their roster, what they've got now that they didn't have a few years ago, or maybe just weren't able to take advantage of it like they are now, is you can almost restock your roster, and we'll get into this a little bit later, as to what Ole Miss has done in adding more than a dozen players who are transfers.
Yeah, and the two schools, and basically two of the schools that have been the most active and signed the most kids out of the transfer portal are in the SEC, LSU and Ole Miss. And I see them adding to that once spring is over. We've got a couple of Facebook Lives here. Dan says, it's brought to you by Mellon Law. He says, it could be shocking how many kids switch teams right before May 1st. I agree 100% with that. John asks, you may have this when we get to the Florida notes. Brent, have you heard of Florida going after the tight end that is transferring from Texas A&M, who was a five-star in high school just a few years ago?
I've heard several schools with that, frankly, and Florida is among them, but nothing concrete with that either. So we'll follow that. When we get to A&M, we'll get into that more, yes.
Yeah. The one school that, well, again, JT Daniels is a guy who's still in the portal, Brent, and it just nothing against JT Daniels, but I think it goes to show you that he's not the type of player that people think he was,
right?
Or he would have already been at a school, in my opinion. Yeah. I just have a hard time believing a kid is going to sign after May 1 or after spring ball, and you're only going to be there a couple of months and you're going to win a starting job somewhere. I just have a hard time believing that.
Well, and there are several things here. Daniels has never really been healthy enough to get a lot of tape on him anyway. So, mm-hmm. I mean, we know that he's got the physical tools to get it done, but that just has not happened. Now, he is going to be visiting West Virginia this weekend, and he's already visited Missouri and Oregon State. So to Shane's point, those are the schools that basically he's going to one of the three. Now, he also is going to graduate from Georgia in May, which is part of the reason some of this has been delayed. Not to say you can't make a decision before you graduate, but that's just his timetable. So those are the three. Going to West Virginia this weekend, but and Shane brings up a really good point, is frankly, He will not be in spring practice for some of these schools, which would have helped him greatly. So, I mean, Shane, basically, he'll be going on only what he can do during the summer with wherever he goes.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. Speaking of the portal, you know, there's a lot of those high school kids, high school coaches really concerned about how it's hurting kids coming right out of high school because so many programs are reaching into the portal and building their programs that way. You know, you got a great example in here of what Ole Miss has done. 12 transfers, they all are at spring practice and have a combined 263 games that they've played in.
That's amazing, isn't it? Frankly, and they break it down further. It's like 10,648 snaps or downs that these guys have played. In other words, Mason Brooks, who's an offensive lineman from Western Kentucky, has over 2,000 snaps. Troy Brown, a linebacker from Central Michigan, has 1,800. I won't go into the whole list here, but the guys who transferred that will probably pay the biggest dividends for Ole Miss are Jackson Dart from Southern Cal. He's played 380 snaps. And then Michael Trigg from Southern Cal, who has really good potential, but he's only played 117. Now, what was amusing about this is J.J. Peach from Auburn, the transfer. Peach has played at defensive line and also played at tight end. So they've got it divided into snaps for defensive lineman and also for tight end. Jared Ivey from Georgia Tech is another guy that they really like. But without belaboring the point here, what Shane's talking about is Shane, isn't it amazing in adding 13 transfers? I mean, my goodness, that's basically one unit by itself, is it not? How you can go from being inexperienced to much more experienced than you were.
Yeah, it can happen overnight. Arch Manning, we know that he's narrowed it down to three schools, Georgia, Alabama, and Texas. Most people think he will be a Georgia Bulldog when it's all said and done. I know he was in Tuscaloosa, I think this past weekend. Any word how that visit went?
Yes. I mean, it went well. I mean, he's pretty careful to say wherever he goes. He was very complimentary of the schools. So, I mean, really nothing that Art says is going to tip anybody off. I think what's kind of funny about this is we kind of like to bet on anything in this nation. And there is a site called Odds Checker US has Georgia with the best odds to land Manning at this point. So how about that, Shane? We are even, there are even odds that you can bet on for where Arch Manning is going to go.
Yeah, exactly. Charlie says here on Facebook Live, brought to you by Mellon Law, referring to some comments that I made the last couple of shows. He says, Shane, hearing you talk about the difference in the two QBs, Miller and AR, that gum thing keeps moving on me. It sounds like Miller might be the better pro, whereas AR's athletic ability gets him on the field now, but not necessarily at the next level. Yeah, I mean, like I said, I don't know if Jack Miller can play in live action. I'm just going off what I see in practice. Yep. He's a really good thrower of the football, accurate, can anticipate, throws a very catchable ball, where Anthony has great athleticism, not a great accurate thrower. And people sometimes misunderstand when I say that, Brent. There's a difference between having athletic ability and a live arm or a great arm and being a pure passer, okay? Right. He will never be a pure passer, ever. I don't care if he threw for 24 hours a day, every day of the year. He will never be, because you cannot teach anticipation and accuracy. You can't. It's impossible. But he's got such great athleticism that he can do things, and I think he's going to be the starter. And I think Gator fans need to feel comfortable that Billy Napier was smart enough to go get a guy he was comfortable with that knew a lot about Jack Miller that can come in there and throw it around if they need him. So time will tell. Like I said, I think we're okay at the quarterback position. We have so many other issues to deal with. And if you don't have good players around those quarterbacks, it's going to be a long year. So
well, and I think what's important here, too, is, I mean, that's a nice problem to have, is it not? That you can have two quarterbacks at least that you can depend on. That makes a humongous difference. And look, to your point, Joey Gatewood, who is one of the more heralded quarterbacks in the Jacksonville area, went to Auburn. It didn't work out. Now he's at UCF. Now, and people hadn't heard this, Gatewood has been moved by Gus Malzahn to receiver. Mm-hmm. So the point of this is, and let's just be honest about this, Gatewood, again, as Shane said, is a really good athlete. I mean, he was a quarterback because he was the biggest, strongest, fastest kid on the team. But, Shane, that doesn't equate to being accurate, does it? So,
no, and I coached against both of those kids for 3 years. They remind me so much of one another. Now, mm-hmm. I've seen Anthony do more at Division I football than Gatewood ever did. So I think Anthony will turn out being a better player for sure. So we're in good shape there. We need to worry about all the other positions, quite honestly.
Yes.
Dan's got a great comment here or question on Facebook Live brought to you by Mel Long. He says, wonder if the Manning family can place a bet on where Arch will go. You know, because they do all that advertising for Caesars, guess, with the NFL. That's pretty funny. They got inside information, so I don't know if they can do that or not.
Really? Probably not, but it's a funny question.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, Brent, you got some SEC trap games. Everybody always likes to talk about, look out, this could be a trap game week 4. But there's some interesting ones you have listed here.
Yeah, there are. And I won't go through the whole list, but some quickly would be Alabama goes to Tennessee on October 15th. That is after back-to-back games with at Arkansas and Texas A&M. So the question is, what is left in the tank emotionally, and how many starters do you lose in games like that? And say even Texas A&M, their trap game could be Mississippi State on October 1, and that would be sandwiched between Arkansas and Alabama. Now the trap game here for Florida possibly could be South Carolina on November the 12th after back-to-back games against Georgia and A&M. So, and I'm curious, Shane, from having played in the league, when we talk about trap games, are trap games to you more that you played two tough opponents the weeks before and you can only get up for so many games? Or is it that you may lose a starter or two because those two previous games were very physical games, and by the time you get to that third tough game in a row, you're depleted somewhat? Or is it a combination of both?
It's probably a combination of both. You know, I don't buy into the trap game thing so much, Brent, because I can't really go back to my days of playing because I can't remember that far back. But you only get to suit up guaranteed 12 times.
Right.
And you practice. Think about all the practice time football players put in to only suit up for 12 times a year.
Right.
I have a hard time buying into the, well, they didn't get up for that game or whatever. I just think it's ridiculous, quite honestly. But it happens. You know, I predicted back on radio in, I can't remember if it was 06 or 08, when I predicted before the season, because nobody on radio wants to listen to you as a homer and pick your team to go 12-0. So I looked at the Florida schedule and I said, okay, I can't remember if it was 06 or 08, one of the national championship years. I said, they're going to beat Tennessee because it's a big rivalry game. It was at Tennessee, but it's going to be tough. But you're going to come back the next week, and you got Ole Miss rolling into town. It's probably going to be a noon Jefferson Pilot game.
Mm-hmm.
And Ole Miss has Houston Nutt, who has a track record of taking lesser talented places into hostile environments and upsetting people. And at that time, they had the Jevon Snead kid at quarterback. They had the Ely kid at wide receiver, played for the Steelers. They had some dudes. And I just predicted Ole Miss to beat us. Well, Ole Miss did beat us. So whether that's a trap game or a letdown or whatever, those happen. But it's just ridiculous to me when you train year-round for only 12 times. I just don't have I have a hard time believing how kids can not get up for that. So anyway, enough of that. John tells me here on Facebook Live that Gary Player just teed one up. So the old guys are teeing up here, the honorary starters, and we are off with the Masters. John says, I would say it's more of an emotional and conditioning part playing those tough games. Maybe so. Anyway, real quick, Ruse Ogre State Farm Office is a team of dedicated insurance professionals ready to help life go right with the right insurance options for you and your family. Visit ogreinsurance.com. Give them a call at 352-240-1779. Speaking with our college football analyst, Brent Beard, on the Tight Tomorrow Hotline. It is Brent's 33rd birthday today. So we're wishing Brent a happy birthday talking football. Andy says, I don't think the Gators were ready for the Samford game last year. Look, Samford's wide receiver is outstanding. Their quarterback was outstanding. They're a good program. We weren't very good. If y'all didn't check, we weren't a very good football team last year, people.
Right. True.
So real quick, we got a text before we move on to the SEC around the league. Says, good morning, Shane. This is from Ryan. He says, I chuckle at these constant Facebook messages and Titan MRI texts you receive about Florida's starting QB for 2022. The Gators' needs are plentiful and definitely need depth on both lines of scrimmage before being close to be competitive in the SEC. With this new era of free agency, known as the transfer portal, the roster in August probably won't even look like the current roster. It will not, trust me. Billy Napier will no doubt go portaling after the spring game. Thanks for the text, Ryan. He will. We will have dudes leaving, and we will have dudes coming.
Right. Well, and Shane, let me say real quick to your point, Florida starts the season with Utah and Kentucky. Frankly, when you play both those two teams, what you need to be concerned about just as much about quarterback is – can your line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball be able to compete against both those teams who have got veterans on the line of scrimmage? Shane, to me, that's as big a deal and the start of the season is what they're going to be able to do with offensive and defensive linemen as much as it's going to be who's going to play quarterback.
Yeah, no question. And as you said, Utah is going to come in here ranked probably 6th or 7th in America.
Yes.
Kentucky, believe it or not, I was looking through it the other day. They probably should have won the last 4 out of the last 5 games against the Gators.
Sure.
We got lucky in a couple of those games. And a lot of people say Will Levis, their returning quarterback, could be a first-round draft pick next year. So we shall see, but it's not going to be easy. We'll start with Tuscaloosa. We already talked about the wide receiver getting booted off the team. What's going on up in Tuscaloosa?
Yeah, they had a scrimmage over the weekend. Nick Saban praised Jermaine Burton, the Georgia transfer at wide receiver, and Aaron Anderson at wide receiver. They love Jahmyr Gibbs, the Georgia Tech running back who transferred. Trey Sanders, who was in the car wreck a few months ago, also played well. Saban made an interesting comment. He said, we don't have any complainers this year. We don't have a lot of negative guys on this team, and we have some real positive leadership. I thought that was interesting that he made that point. JoJo Earl, who got hurt last year, leg injury is back, looks much better. So Bama's got a scrimmage this weekend, and then they have their A-Day game the Saturday before Easter next week. Like about half the league does.
Hey, Brent, the backup quarterback to Bryce Young, who is it right now? Do you have any idea?
Ty Simmons is the guy's name, and they really like him. He will be the heir apparent to Bryce Young. Now, they've got a kid named Jalen Milrow, who is – as we talked a few minutes ago, reminds me more of he's a huge kid, has great athletic ability, but he's not accurate. He's getting a little bit better. They've helped him with his footwork and so forth. But let me say this, they're in much better shape right now at quarterback than they were at last year if Bryce Young goes down.
Is Bryce Young eligible after this year to go to the NFL, or is he still got it? I've lost track of his time.
He can go. He basically has one more year.
Okay.
And then after that, he'll be able to go to the NFL, yes.
That will be interesting because I don't think people realize how small he is. I mean, that dude is barely – I bet he's 5'10", maybe. But he doesn't weigh a buck 85. And I'm anxious to see that transition. You know, we've seen what Kyler Murray – I mean, this Bryce Young is an elite thrower of the football. But I get concerned about him taking a pounding at that next level in the National Football League, being that small. I mean, I was about a buck 90 when I got a chance to play, and I took a freaking beating. So
agreed. Now, a good bit. Now, Tim Simpson, the kid behind him, as we mentioned from Tennessee, is 6'2", 197. But to your point, I will be curious to see how bigger he is, because look, as you know, Nick Saban is not very tall. And the truth be told, when Bryce Young stands right beside Saban, Bryce Young's not much taller than Nick Saban is.
No, he's not. All right, Auburn's playing this weekend. They got quarterback issues. They got a lot of issues there. I think the two coaches, if you want to call it the hot seat this year in college football, are both in the SEC. I think it's Jimbo Fisher, and I think it's Brian Harsin. What's going on the plains?
Well, it's certainly Brian Harsin. The quarterback situation, Zach Calzada, transferring from A&M, will not play in the game. He's got a shoulder injury. They've had surgery on it, so he just basically recuperating. T.J. Finley, the LSU transfer, we get the most reps. Robbie Ashford is behind him. He's an Oregon transfer who really never played much at Oregon either. And they've got four potential starters on the offensive line who won't play. Heard a Auburn beat writer say this week that in this game right now, Auburn, and you can have 85, but get guys on the roster, Auburn maybe right now, Shane, has between 55 and 65 players.
Yeah, they got some issues. The reason I said Jimbo on the hot seat, just because he has the same – I talked about this Monday with JC. He has the same exact record and bowl wins and wins over Alabama at this point as Kevin Sumlin did. So I just think it's huge year for him. All right, we talked the Gators a little earlier. What else is going on in Gainesville?
Well, I'm intrigued to see Dante Zanders, defensive end turn tight end. I'll be interested to see what if they keep him there, if they move him back a little bit, where they go in the transfer as far as tight end is concerned. As Shane said a few minutes ago, that there are some areas they were replenished. I tell you what, I still think this running back group could be very, really good. I know the group last year was good. They really weren't utilized the way they should have been. But Naquan Wright coming back, Lorenzo Lingard, DeMarcus Bowman, Montrell Johnson, frankly, Shane, that could be a very unheralded group in the beginning that ends up by November. That's going to be a really good position for the Gators.
It is. I think that's the biggest strength on the Florida football teams at the running back position, just in the few practices that I've seen so far. Up in Athens, there's all this talk. People still think Stetson Bennett won't be their quarterback. They're crazy as hell. He is their starter. What else is going on up in Athens?
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. He's going to be the starter. Now, it's going to be interesting who the backup will be. Carson Beck from Jacksonville has looked good. as of late. But it will be Stetson Bennett. Stetson Bennett has a brother named Luke who is walking on, not sure what position, maybe running back. Darren Branch, sophomore safety, has left the team. So he is in the portal. Real quick update on Eric Gilbert. They moved him back to tight end. Now, he has been listed originally at 6'5", 249. Recently, Kirby Smart said Eric Gilbert is between 265 and 270. So what does that say, Shane, that as tight end, that he may be he may also going to have to block, too. So we'll keep an eye on that one. But, boy, he's going to be a matchup problem, is he not?
Yeah, they got two big dudes. They do. Actually, if you throw Eric Gilbert in as a tight end with the Darnell yep. Washington and the Bowers, boy, yep. you can cause some serious matchup problems.
You really can.
Going as like people like 13 personnel, one back and three tight ends, because that makes the defense have to make adjustments. But a couple of those dudes, Gilbert and Bowers, you can line them up out wide as like wide receivers. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. That's a huge matchup. All right, LSU. I talked to a couple of buddies of mine that are LSU folks. They say Miles Brennan is throwing the heck out of the football, which I've always loved Miles Brennan. I think he's going to be their starter.
He really looked good in the recent scrimmage, had a 65-yard touchdown pass to Jerae Jenkins. Now, Jaden Daniels, who transferred from Arizona State, is also in the mix, and he's doing okay, too. The interesting thing is, I give Brian Kelly a lot of credit for this, is he has allowed the media to watch an entire practice, which people may say, well, what's the big deal about that? Well, because mostly now, particularly in the SEC, you may get to see a little stretching, and that's about it. So he's trying to form a relationship with the media, and I give him some credit for that. To Josh White, linebacker from LSU, is going to Baylor. But look, it's going to be a while for LSU to really get the players they need. As we mentioned earlier, they've gone heavy in the transfer portal. So that's going to be very interesting to see where they go. And don't forget, they open the season in New Orleans against Florida State.
Yeah, we got a text here on the Titan More text line from Jim. He says, Shane and Brent, do you see some of those five-star quarterbacks at Georgia transferring after spring ball?
Well, there's always a possibility for that, isn't it, Shane? I mean, they've got a really good quarterback room. But here's the thing. I'm interested in what you think about this, Shane, is they know Bennett's only going to be there another year. Mm-hmm. So the question in their mind is, okay, do I stick it out here knowing that after he is gone, then I may have a real legitimate chance? Shane's right. Bennett's a starter. There's no two ways about that. But the question is, how patient do these guys want to be?
And then they have to be thinking and reading, well, Arch Manning will be here next year.
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right, real quick, Brent, we kept you way too long here on your birthday, but I want you to touch a couple things. What's going on with the two schools in Mississippi?
Yeah. As we mentioned, Ole Miss has done extremely well in the transfer portal. Jackson Dart from Southern Cal, Michael Trigg, also from Southern Cal, they really like him. But we can't forget Luke Altmaier is in that mix at quarterback, too. And he played in the bowl game last year and did a pretty good job. They've had 13 transfers, and we mentioned that a little bit earlier. At Mississippi State, there's no question that Will Rogers is the starting quarterback. They've also got a couple other guys, Sawyer Robertson, has played well as possibly a backup. Freshman Daniel Greek appears to have improved. So we know with both those Mississippi schools that they're going to have a good starting quarterback. And again, Will Rogers is a junior, by the way. We talked about that with Bryce Young a few minutes ago. So we need to enjoy these guys another year, don't we, Shane, before they go on to the NFL.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, real quick, in my opinion, one of the programs in the SEC that I think their fan base is extremely excited for next year due to the season they just had, but who they've added to their roster, I think South Carolina fans are expecting a big year of Spencer Rattler.
No, I don't think there's any doubt about it. And he's going to have some guys to throw it to. Corey Rucker is a wide receiver out of Arkansas State that has committed to them. And he has 76 catches at Arkansas State. You can pick up some diamonds in the rough from some schools like Arkansas State. Also, Antoine Juice Wells is another guy who's transferred in. But so the point here is Spencer Rattler will have some guys to throw it to. I agree with you on that. They're building a team, and there's as much excitement right now at South Carolina as there is any other school in the league.
Yeah. All right, before we let you go, Brent, we've had a couple of people on Facebook Live ask these questions. It's basically about the investigations going on at LSU. Have you heard anything? What's going on with the football program?
The football program in that investigation with the FBI wiretap, I know they had, I think it was one, in other words, the basketball team had the great majority of the problems. The football team, frankly, had probably very few of them. The basketball team is going to get hit hard by the NCAA. As a matter of fact, they've got 11. LSU had 11 players on scholarship. All 11 have left.
Wow.
All of them.
Yeah.
So that tells you what they're probably expecting from basketball. Brian Kelly had nothing to do with any of these situations, and they may lose a few scholarships for football, but I don't think football will be hit hard at all with this.
All right, last thing, I want you to touch on Florida State. I was speaking with a high school coach yesterday who went to the Florida Coaches Clinic and the FSU Coaches Clinic in the last couple of weeks. He said there is no comparison in the rosters right now, that Florida State's roster, just looking at them, it just is not Florida State quality. I don't think Florida's is Florida quality, so that tells you how bad
right.
It is in Tallahassee, in his opinion. What's going on up in Tally?
Well, they do have their spring game coming up this weekend, and again, if Gene Deckerhoff, their play-by-play guy, this is his last game at Florida State. Now, he will do the Tampa Bay Bucs games one more year, but this is the last game at Florida State. So enjoy him. He's one of the best. Akeem Dent had a couple interceptions in their scrimmage last Saturday. Jordan Travis is going to be the quarterback. They've also got Tate Roadmaker, who they've had for a while. A.J. Duffy is a guy they've added who they really like, frankly. But as we mentioned a minute ago, that's why this LSU game is so important to them. They really need a year this year that's going to be like 8-4-ish or at least 7-5. They've got to start making some progress. I do think they're better. I've heard their offensive line is a bit better, but if people are asking, do they have anywhere near the roster they had when Bowden was there? As Shane said, the answer is clearly no. And there are several ACC spring games this weekend, including Florida State, including North Carolina. Miami has their spring game next week, and all these games are on the ACC network. Remember, Kentucky, A&M, and Auburn will be on SEC Network Plus, not the SEC Network, but SEC Network Plus. So all us old dogs are going to have to learn new tricks as far as how to find this streaming, right, Shane?
That is very true. Brent, sorry I kept you so long. You had too much good information for us. Enjoy your birthday, my man. I hope you got a big party planned. Go stuff your face somewhere and enjoy your day, my man.
Thank you, brother. Take care. Enjoyed it. Take care.
That's Brent Beard. Join us on the Titan Amore Hotline. We're going to take a timeout. I want you guys to let me know what the heck's going on here, because y'all sent all these Facebook Live messages about Won't Back Down, Dixieland Delight, Sweet Home Alabama. What's going on? I missed this. You're watching and listening to Pot Up with Matthews in the Morning from the Crime Prevention Security System Studios. We'll be right back.
We want to take this moment to thank all our sponsors who keep the show going and pay the bills. Crime Prevention Security Systems, large enough to serve you, small enough to care. Titan MRI, Gainesville's only locally owned and operated MRI facility. Meldon Law, won't back down. Peachland Dental, Gator Nation's first choice for dentistry in Port Charlotte. Comfort Temp, comfort is our business, peace of mind is our promise. QC Kinetics, live pain-free with QC Kinetics. Great Clips, it's going to be great. Our Gridiron sponsors are Auto ER, UF Bookstores, Celebration Point Town Center, South State Bank, Chris Doring Mortgage, Silverback Concrete Co. Some of our touchdown sponsors are MB Listing, McDonald's of Gainesville, My IT Masters, Gainesville Neon and Signs, 84 Lumber, Tropical Smoothie Cafe, Avera and Smith, Dowling Signs, Baker's Sporting Goods, Ruse Ogra Agent, State Farm Insurance, Silver Cube Billiards and Sports Bar. If you are interested in promoting your business on the show, visit potupwithshane.com and click the advertise button. Again, thank you to all the great businesses that support the show. If you like what we are doing here, make sure you follow us and support the businesses that support us.
Welcome back to the Crime Prevention Security System Studios. Large enough to serve you, small enough to care. Celebration points where the Gators go to celebrate. With premium brands like Dave & Buster's, Bass Pro Shops, Hotel Indigo, Medici's, Escape Apology, Kilwin's, and the HBC's restaurant Spurs Gridiron Grill, where you can get 50% off a bottle of wine every Wednesday. We'll see you at Celebration Point where the Gators go to celebrate. I want to thank Brent Beard for joining us on the Titan Amore Hotline. Appreciate all the comments here. All right. So Andy says on Facebook Live, Shane, they, at least one guy, wants to yank Don't Back Down at the start of the fourth quarter, but the post was removed from Twitter. So not much to do, not much to it. Who is the, okay. I love the songs that stadiums play like that. You know, Alabama plays a bunch of Alabama songs, Dixieland Delight, Sweet Home Alabama, during different portions of the stadium, the game. So I don't know what the big deal is about all that, quite honestly. That's part of college football, and I enjoy it. The Masters, I think you guys told me it's already kicked off. Let's see who's winning. Jose Marie Olafable, birdies hole one. He is your leader. That dude's probably 60-something years old, former champ. He will not stay at the top of the leaderboard, I can promise you that. So we'll be anxious to see. I don't know what time Tiger tees off today. It'll be interesting. He's paired with Louis Oosthuizen, who now lives down in Ocala. And I forgot who else he's paired with. So I personally don't think Tiger will make the cut. Do you guys think he'll make the cut? I think it's great that he's playing. I just don't know how being off that long he'll be able to compete with these guys. Lauren says, I hate that song at LSU. Not sure what song you're referring to, Lauren. They play the Garth Brooks, Calling Baton Rouge, if that's the one you're referring to. But, Lauren, you must not be a country music fan then. Asa says, Justin Thomas wins the Masters. He's got a very good chance. I picked Cameron Smith to win, so we shall see. Don't forget, we got next week, Thursday night, Orange and Blue game. We had, if you missed it, go back and check out Johnny Townsend, former Gator punter. We'll be set up there where the Gator Walk goes. Former Gators will be there. It's all for children's cancer wing over at Shands. He's doing a tremendous job raising money for them. So make sure you stop by and say hello. This is a question here. John says, my question is for you now, QB, since Brent left before I could ask it. I don't know what your question is, buddy. Send it to me. All right, Andy asked on Facebook Live, how much value is there for players not signed? One of these things move when I'm reading them. Not signed to an NFL contract to play in the USFL. I would think the USFL is a rare showcase opportunity for this guy. You got to be careful because what happens is if you're on the cusp of making a roster or getting invited to camp, the last thing you want to do is go to the USFL right now. Now, I'm not sure if you sign a contract with the USFL and the NFL comes calling, can you get out of that contract and go? I would think you could, but I'm not 100% sure. So, like Johnny's got some opportunities. He's going to kind of wait and see what the best case scenario is for him. Because you got to remember, the big key in the NFL is you don't have to get vested. You have to have 3 years and three games. So the way that works is if you're on a roster for three games and then you're not on the roster at all the rest of the year, that counts as a credited season. And so you got to have three credited seasons and three games to get the pension and all that kind of stuff. That's when that's the big thing for the NFL guys. That's why the average career of NFL guys, 2.5 years. A lot of those guys don't get all the benefits and the pension and stuff because they don't make it that long. So all you got to get is three games each year. John asks, are you believing all the Tennessee hype? I feel like it's just the same as it was when Butch Jones was there, all this high praise and how they were supposed to win the East, but it's just the same old song and dance with Tennessee. I'm kind of with you, John. I don't buy the hype. I thought they were a much improved team last year due to offense only, due to the style of play from Josh Heupel. I think they'll be fun to watch, but I'm still not buying it. Now, are they better than the Gators? Will they beat the Gators? I don't know. But we shall see. But I don't see them as a contender right now in the SEC East at all. So I appreciate that. But I'm with you. Everybody is on the Tennessee bandwagon. I think Hendon Hooker is a decent college quarterback. I don't think he's a great one. John says they were saying Augusta was really wet and it would make it tough on Tiger to walk the course. I don't care if it's dry. Walking that golf course is brutal. And Lauren says he just does not like calling Baton Rouge. As I said, Lauren must not be a country music fan, but we love Lauren Meadows. There's no question about that. Chris Dory Mortgage, they do mortgage lending right, helping home buyers throughout Gainesville and North Central Florida. Call Chris Dory Mortgage today at 352-244-0840. We're going to take our final time out, come back, wrap this show up, and start watching the Masters. You're watching and listening to Pot Up with Matthews in the Morning from the Crime Prevention Security System Studios. We'll be right back.
We want to take this moment to thank all our sponsors who keep the show going and pay the bills. Crime Prevention Security Systems, large enough to serve you, small enough to care. Titan MRI, Gainesville's only locally owned and operated MRI facility. Meldon Law, won't back down. Peachland Dental, Gator Nation's first choice for dentistry in Port Charlotte. Comfort Temp, comfort is our business, peace of mind is our promise. QC Kinetics, live pain-free with QC Kinetics. Great Clips, it's going to be great. Our Gridiron sponsors are Auto ER, UF Bookstores, Celebration Point Town Center, South State Bank, Chris Doring Mortgage, Silverback Concrete Co. Some of our touchdown sponsors are Campus USA Credit Union, Adams Rib Company, Doreen Wiebe Realtor, Caldwell Banker, M.M. Parrish, Gator Dominoes, Celebrate Primary Care, Gator Bait Media, Okito America, Style Cuts, Big Mills Cheesesteaks. If you are interested in promoting your business on the show, visit potupwithshane.com and click the advertise button. Again, thank you to all the great businesses that support the show. If you like what we are doing here, make sure you follow us and support the businesses that support us.
Are you tired of being sidelined by nagging pain? Hi, I'm Emmitt Smith, Hall of Famer and Dance with the Stars champion. Happy to tell you about QC Kinetics and their biologic therapies for treating pain without drugs or surgery.
Are you suffering from chronic pain in your hips, knees, shoulder, or lower back? Are you tired of living with arthritis pain? QC Kinetics offers natural pain treatment that can repair and restore damaged tissue in your joints.
Listen, I know pain, and I've seen firsthand how powerful biologic therapies can be. Patients at QC Kinetics rave about their results because they're getting their lives back. They're getting moving again.
These exciting regenerative treatments used to be available only to pro athletes like Emmett. Now they're available to anyone thanks to QC Kinetics. Call today for your free consultation.
Get long-lasting results from my friends at QC Kinetics.
Call QC Kinetics 352-400-4550. In North Central Florida, call 352-400-4550. QC Kinetics 352-400-4550.
Welcome back to the Crime Prevention Security System Studios. Large enough to serve you, small enough to care. South State Bank, we understand that small businesses need a community business partner that they can rely on. South State has four convenient Alachua County location, South State Bank, banking forward member, FDIC. Really want to thank Brent Beard again on his birthday, joining us on the Titan MR hotline. This day in sports, brought to you by our good friends at Comfort Temp. Comfort is our business, peace of mind is our promise. They're hiring, giving a $1,000 signing bonus for qualified positions. Give Comfort Temp a call today at 352-376-2366. This day in sports in 1946. I wonder if Brent was around then. The 10th U.S. Masters Tournament at Augusta National. The American Herman Kaiser wins his only major title one stroke ahead of tour money leader Ben Hogan. First Masters that was played in 4 years because of World War II. That's brought to you by our good friends at Comfort Temp. If you missed it, Gators lose to Florida State last night in extras. Didn't play great defense. A couple of errors cost us. So we'll be back. Bounce back. Got a Saturday, Sunday, Monday series. It'll be very intense against the Alabama Crimson Tide rolling in. And also baseball. Don't forget, right across the street, the Hogs of Arkansas. Powerful offense rolling into town. So we'll see. Big weekend of sports on campus. Should be fun if you're local. Go check it out. Lauren says, I love Won't Back Down. Tom Petty is the man. I'm just curious who's complaining about that. It's interesting to me. Before we get out of here, John says, it helps Tennessee when they can get five-star quarterbacks. Yeah, supposedly the five-star kid, they're giving $7 million for next year. We'll see. We'll see if he shows up on campus in Knoxville. I'm not into that. I don't buy it yet. Lauren says, Shane, Tiger has to wear those orthotic shoes now. He's wearing FootJoys. Apparently, they give him more stability walking Augusta National. I wonder how ticked off Nike is about that. Pretty interesting. So anyway, hope you enjoy the Masters this weekend. Well, today's only Thursday, so JC and I will talk about it tomorrow. We'll also talk about Gator softball and baseball and anything else going on in the world of sports. Hope you enjoy today's program. Have a great day. We will see you tomorrow.